Authorities have detained at least 6 individuals following a series of raids targeting the Spanish Football Federation's offices and the residence of former President Luis Rubiales. These operations are part of an ongoing investigation into alleged corruption and money laundering related to the relocation of the Spanish Super Cup to Saudi Arabia, a deal reportedly valued at over £30 million. State prosecutors, in collaboration with law enforcement agencies, conducted simultaneous searches at 11 locations nationwide, including the Spanish Football Federation headquarters near Madrid and Rubiales' home in Granada. Although Rubiales was not among those arrested and was reportedly abroad at the time of the raids, he is among the 5 individuals officially placed under investigation. The probe stems from suspicions surrounding the restructuring of the Spanish Super Cup, which saw Rubiales introduce a new format involving a 4-team tournament and a move to Saudi Arabia. Each edition of the revamped competition is purportedly worth £34 million to the Spanish Football Federation. Scrutiny intensified after leaked audio recordings surfaced, allegedly featuring conversations between Rubiales and former Barcelona player Gerard Pique regarding substantial commissions. Rubiales, who resigned from his position after a separate controversy involving an unauthorized kiss on Spain international Jenny Hermoso during the Women's World Cup celebrations, is currently facing trial for the alleged sexual assault of Hermoso, a charge he denies. Saudi Arabia's substantial investments in sports, including tennis, snooker, golf, and high-profile boxing matches, have drawn attention in recent years. The country's domestic football league has also embarked on a lavish spending spree to attract renowned players such as Cristiano Ronaldo and Neymar. Additionally, Saudi Arabia's bid to host the 2034 World Cup, especially following Australia's withdrawal from the bidding process, has raised concerns about the nation's motives amid criticism of its human rights record. Some observers have characterized these endeavors as attempts to divert attention from the country's human rights issues, a phenomenon often referred to as sports washing. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.